News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Okay, this, I have been looking forward to this interview all week long, and I'm hoping my listeners will too, because we are going to be talking about AI, the scary artificial intelligence. And this is the Pep Talk expert panel, and I am so privileged to have these experts with us in the studio this morning. Got Cameron Pierce. Cameron is part of the American Advertising Federation. They're organizing a big event coming up. His company is Cross Tier Creative, and my dear friend Jenny Arnold, who I've known. Both of us have worn many hats during the years of our friendship, but right now she is our local AI expert and is with AI Humankind Intelligence. Okay, so here we go. For those who are just tuning in, for people who don't know, tell us about your businesses, how you got into AI. What the heck is AI for those that are just trying to avoid it, like me? And let's go. We got plenty of time here.
Artificial intelligence.
Okay, Karen.
It's a big talking point these days, yeah, for sure.
It's scary for those of us that didn't grow up with it.
It's very much scary, but that's part of what the event is going to be for, is to help, you know, quell the fears and anything like that that anybody may have a bit about AI,
right?
You know, getting into it, where to start, all those things. Top level though, American Advertising Federation, that's AAF. I'm on the board and helping them put together this event.
When's the event? Because I didn't mention that in my open here. So
yep.
Tell them what's going on. Why are you here? That's the better question.
Excellent. It's next Thursday, August 28th, from noon to 2 at Long Hollow Creatives. And they're a neat little spot. Long Hollow, actually, the building used to be the barn for the horses that drew the Pensacola Fire Department.
Really?
So late 1800s, you know.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, that was the barn, the stable, where they kept the horses.
Now, where is it located?
It's right at the corner of Palafox and Cervantes, kind of like just southeast of that, sort of like down the hill. But look up Long Hollow Creatives.
Okay.
And when I just saw the venue, I thought it was a great spot to talk. It's a very comfortable, warm brick. You know, it's got a good vibe to it. And so it felt like a nice dichotomy, but complement in a way to the topic of AI.
Okay, you know? So tell us about the timing again of when it's going to be, and how can you get tickets to, is there tickets, or how do you get to go? And then we'll talk about what's going to happen.
Great. Tickets are available at aafpensacola.com/AI panel.
Okay.
And they're $15 for members. You know, we're a professional membership organization, national. And it's $25 for non-members, but lunch is included.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know, really, if you're going to spend $15 for lunch somewhere, it's really $10 for a lunch and a whole bunch of great information on how to adopt AI in your business personally, whether it's with marketing and advertising or more specifically the whole full process of taking a product to market in advertising.
So. Okay, great. So mark your calendars now for that. And in the meantime, I was hoping we could kind of talk a little bit about AI itself. So I know it's artificial intelligence. I've heard of ChatGPT. But how do you get started if you don't know? So Jenny, this is your wheelhouse. She just did a fabulous seminar for the Pensacola Beach Chamber recently.
Yes.
And I heard lots of kudos about that. People walked away really learning a lot. So with the short amount of time that we have, can you explain AI and how we can use it as a thing to not be afraid of?
Well, absolutely, Meg. Thank you so much for having us on today. Yeah, you know, I think there's so much hype.
Yes.
With AI, and understandably, I mean, it is a huge technology that's coming out, and it's all brand new. A lot of, you know, AI itself has been around for decades, but large language models, which is so popular right now, are what everybody is using or is starting to use for business. And the thing is that I think if you can start small, learn about these large language models, pick one, maybe just choose ChatGPT or Google Gemini or something like that, and just start playing around with it. Ask it questions. It's conversational.
That's
the beauty of it.
It's like talking to a person.
It is. Yeah. It is, which I think can be a little disconcerting at first.
Mm-hmm.
But once you start getting comfortable with it and you can see how it can amplify and assist you with mundane tasks that, you know, we're used to doing all of these things. But when you see how it can expedite things for you.
Right.
It can help you in so many ways, and it's just so exciting.
Well, here's the thing. So I'm thinking of a base for me. Pretty much everybody knows how to use Google.
Yes.
You put in a word, you put in a question, boom, there it is.
Yes.
So my first attempts with ChatGPT was to put in like a question or a thing, and then it comes out with this whole like statement and
yes.
questions. So it's very interesting. So that's the beginning of kind of just exploring what you're talking about.
Yes.
Enter the information, and then who's answering? I just want to know.
The large language model is answering.
Who is this AI thing?
Yes. Yes. Who is this? It is the large language model. And,
yeah.
you know, AI has been trained on all of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And so it has this wealth of information to use to answer our questions. And the thing that's interesting to learn is how to prompt, how to talk to the model so mm-hmm. that you get the best results. Because sometimes you can ask it a question and it just gives you a whole lot of gobbledygook that maybe you didn't need.
Right.
And so really those are some of the skills that I teach is how to prompt it, how to talk to it effectively mm-hmm. so that you get the feedback that you want.
Yeah, it's interesting because I also have done some things where I was told, I didn't realize it at first because I'm so used to sort of Google being truth, like the truth, true facts.
Right.
And what I've learned now is, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that artificial intelligence, you can put the information there, but it's grabbing all the information from all of the internet.
Yes.
So it also includes the truth and the false, right?
Hallucinations.
Yeah, I don't include called, things that are not. Oh, is that what that's called?
It's called hallucinations. Yes. When it gets things wrong,
yeah.
we softly call them hallucinations.
Uh-huh. That's correct.
Okay, I could use that in my life. I just had a hallucination.
That's right. Yep.
Okay, I'm gonna adopt that term. Well, I had an interesting experience when I was at the Pensacola Beach Chamber. We were trying to write a document about that. We were trying to write a new mission statement. Mm. So we said, new mission statement for the chamber. And so we put it in there, and it was hilarious because we made a change to it and said, does this sound good? And sent it back. And it said, no.
Oh, my goodness.
No, that's not appropriate for a chamber of commerce. I was like, okay.
Wow.
I got reprimanded by AI. Mr. AI.
Doesn't no wonder it. You're scared of it.
Well, a little bit. You know, it's kind of, I mean, it kind of talks to you.
It does.
Right?
Yes, it does.
So explain that, please.
It's, you know, it's basically looking for patterns, but it's looking for patterns with the world's wealth of information. So
uh-huh.
it's really trying to connect the dots and answer, you know, everything. And of course, it's getting better. You know, ChatGPT-5 just came out. And,
uh-huh.
It's getting a lot more accurate, much less hallucinations. But you do have to double check it for sure, at least on the conversational level.
Gotcha.
And there's different sort of tiers even within each subscription. There's a free version. Then there's kind of like the thinking model mm-hmm. and the deep research model. So there's even tiers right now that are available that are, it's important to kind of know what type of question you're trying to ask.
I see. Okay. We're talking with our AI experts this morning, Cameron Pierce, Jenny Arnold. If you've got a question, text it on into Pep Talk at 850-437-1620. And I know they'll do their best to answer the questions. I am going to own it. I'm the dummy here. I'm of the generation that I'm still trying to figure out my phone. So when you're talking about using this for business, what do you mean? How can you give me some examples of how that would work?
Absolutely. There are so many things that AI can help you with in your business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of us are overworked. We are, you know, juggling so many plates in the air. So something like AI, a large language model, you can say, hey, I need some assistance with writing an email
right.
or a business plan,
mm-hmm.
or I have a presentation coming up. You can give it all of the information. It really does well when you give it a lot of context.
Uh-huh.
You can give it a website. You can give it, you know, information about what you're working on, as much information as you can give it. And then it will offer suggestions. It will give you feedback. If you don't like that particular feedback, you can have it do it again.
Hmm.
But it really gives you a wonderful format that you can use. It gives you, you know, it can give you a slide deck. It can give you a full business plan.
Wow.
It can give you, it's incredible.
Wow. So what it's unlimited,
it you,
really, would you
yeah,
say?
I would say so, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. So why are people so afraid of it, do you think?
I think it's fear of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
It's brand new. Well, it's not brand new, but it's
new to people like me.
Yeah, it's and yeah, it's the next wave in technology. Mm-hmm. You know, you think about when the internet first came out.
Yes.
It's like, holy cow, what is this? And then you think about, you know, we didn't have smartphones.
Right.
Exactly. Smartphones came out in 2010.
Wow.
Now we can't do without those.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the next big thing. And it's just educating yourself and learning. Learning
okay.
about it.
Well, Cameron, one of the things I was going to ask you about is I think people are worried about privacy, and you have some expertise on that and can maybe allay some fears. But what about data privacy and AI?
Certainly, it could be a concern personally, you know, with your business or even your clients.
Mm-hmm.
But there's lots of protective factors built into the AI that can help that. You can actually create offline AI agents that aren't connected to the internet.
Really?
So you can have a...
I didn't know that.
You would need to have a pretty fast computer, you
mm-hmm.
know, but there are certainly offline AI possibilities. But then also a lot of security things you can turn on within each AI agent to say, I only want you to stay in this world.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be uploading sensitive information, or just don't upload sensitive information.
Gotcha.
You can have it have a history of you. You can have it not have a history of you. So each question can be a new thing for mm-hmm. the AI. So yeah, security is definitely a big concern, and that can be why maybe some of the adopters sort of haven't maybe done it full-fledged, at least with their clients, because that can be a major concern for agencies.
Right.
To, you know, a lot of the clients, are you using AI? You know, what are you using my information with?
Oh,
we'd rather
yes.
humans stay just involved.
Mm-hmm.
But really, it's just, I mean, it's facilitating so much conversation and facilitating so much variance. So say you want to write a social media post. You know, it'll write 20 of them,
wow.
and then you pick the best one, you know,
wow.
or stuff like that. So
okay.
it really is impressive on just expediting your workflow, not only within marketing and advertising, but just within your business and your personal life.
Excellent. We're having a great conversation on Pep Talk this morning about AI and how you can use it, not be afraid of it, and learn more about the upcoming seminar that they are hosting. We'll be talking more about that in just a couple minutes right after the break. This is Pep Talk. Don't be shy. Send your questions in. 850-437-1620. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking AI, artificial intelligence this morning. I know you have questions. Please text them in at 850-437-1620. So much to learn, and we have an exciting seminar coming up. If you've been wanting to learn and find out more and how it could help your business, why don't y'all tell us again what this seminar is about and what we could expect, if we go, what could we expect to get out of it?
It's called AI in Action, and it's put on by the AAF Pensacola Local Chapter. It's going to be next Thursday, August 28th, from noon to 2. Tickets, you can go to aafpensacola.com/AI panel. And it is a broad overview for beginners, intermediates, even experts with AI. We have more content to cover than I think we can even cram in. But broad strokes, you know, we got the AI landscape and marketing. There's going to be how to AI power your office, which is our featured panelist here, Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
And but everything in marketing and advertising, from copy generation, A/B testing, SEO optimization, on the creative side, ideation, how to, you know, create visuals with AI.
Wow.
Research strategy, email responses. Boom, all kinds of demos. I mean, you name it, we're going to cram it in, and you're going to get some food and learn a whole bunch about AI.
I really want to come to this because I really want to get educated. I've been intimidated, I'll be honest. It's just intimidating when you don't know anything. And I remember it was about 2 years ago that ChatGPT kind of launched. Is that about the right timing?
Yeah.
So it hasn't been that long.
No.
So if you're feeling like you're in under your head, welcome.
Right.
Because there's a lot of people in business, and it is the future. The future's now.
Yes.
So this is a great opportunity to really find out more. What is the thing? What are some of the questions you get from people? You've done a couple of these, Jenny. What are some of the questions you're getting from folks in business?
Well, I think a lot of people feel intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're like, gosh, is AI going to take my job? Are the robots
yes.
taking over? What, you
yeah.
know, what is happening? And I think that if you can educate yourself, if you can learn about AI, if you can start to utilize it just in small bits,
mm-hmm.
you know, just a little bit here and there, educate yourself. You can call me. I'm happy to train you, you know, help you in your business. You can see how amazing it is. And it really is being baked into everything that we are using. You know, just
all
Google
search. All the search engines now
exactly.
are utilizing it, right?
Exactly.
And it is on our phones
yes.
at this point. So
yes.
it's not so going away.
Really, Meg, you're really already using AI? And it's not even that scary, is it? But yeah, I know.
A little
but,
bit.
You know, the computer programs and things like that, they already have some AI baked into it. But when you can really learn some of these valuable tools, I think people feel more confident and more comfortable. And the business folks that I've talked to have just been so excited that, wow, I have some takeaways that I can utilize today for my business.
Well, it's actually, when you have to do a lot of the mundane writing in your business and reports and things like that, having that available is a huge time saver, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And I think that's the most exciting thing is, gosh, I'm not spending hours and hours on rewriting this email or, you know, things like that, the business plan, the social media content. You know, I can ask my AI to create me 30 days of social media content on the next season coming up. You know, we've got fall coming up or, you know, the holidays, and you can have your AI assist you with that type of marketing.
Wow. Okay, talking with Jenny Arnold. She's with AI Humankind Intelligence. Cameron Pierce, who's here representing AAF and also Cross Tier Creative. So, Jenny, you said they could call you. How would, if they wanted to have you come, even teach my company, my employees, how to use AI?
Absolutely.
You could do that for them. How would they get in touch with you for that?
I would be honored. So, you could go to my website. It's www.jenny, J-E-N-N-I, Arnold, AI.com. And you can go to my website. You can see all of the things there that I offer. And, you know, just let me know what you need, what you want to learn, what, you know, where can we streamline some processes for you? And I'll be happy to give a training session.
Okay, great. And the American Advertising Federation is sponsoring the seminar that's coming up. But Cameron, tell me about what you do. I'm curious now. Cross-tier creative is a hint, isn't it?
It was just something silly I made up 15 years ago, and it's stuck with it. We were cross-tier media, but we rebranded a little bit. We have a couple of buckets. We do content for large events, National Trade Association events.
Oh, wow.
I mean, basically anything video, explainers for websites, product demos, testimonials, a lot of motion graphics, and very specific use case stuff for some, you know, clients all over. But it's a, you know, it's been a great business, and I got into the AAF because I submitted for our Addies. We have an awards that goes on every year.
That's right. You sure do. There's an event here.
The local Addies, and if you win local, you can go to district.
Okay.
And then our district is basically the state of Florida and the Caribbean. And then if you win there, you go to national. And then you get a fancy trophy in your Zoom background.
It's the Oscars of advertising, isn't it?
Pretty much.
There you go. Okay.
That and the Clio's. Yep.
Yep. There you go.
Yep.
So with this creative track, I mean, that's what's exciting about this. Because some people say, oh, well, AI is going to take away creativity. But tell me why that's not the case.
Because there always has to be a human involved.
And you get that. Say that again. Because that's really important, I think.
Always has to be a human involved. We are given and there's already parody documentaries, spoofs. There's already an AI film festival. There's studios in LA that are doing AI festivals on the content side. But it's pretty wild, the tools that you're given. And right now they're somewhat disparate, meaning you have to pull different things from different places in terms to make a commercial. But you can do it.
What about the false photos of people where they take a person's photo, but now they've got them doing something they would never do? How do you determine truth from fiction?
Deep fakes. We were actually just talking about that while we were waiting. There's a website called thedetector.ai, and it'll give you a percentage rating on whether that image was created by AI or not. But yes, it is. There's a lot of false information.
It's called Detector.
I need to double check that before I blast out.
Okay, we're going to bring that back after the break. We got to take a quick break. I could talk about this with y'all all day. I'm so interested. I know you've got questions. 850-437-1620. We'll be back talking about AI on Pep Talk in just a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. I am real. I'm a person. I'm not artificial intelligence, using that term loosely with the blonde. Anyway, we're here this morning with Jenny Arnold, Cameron Pease, talking about an exciting seminar. If you've been intimidated by AI, you've got questions, you're dying to know, how can I utilize this for my business? Great seminar coming up. Why don't we give everybody the information on how they can go, where it is, tickets, all that good stuff.
Great, great. It is called AI in Action, and it is sponsored by AAF Pensacola. And it is next Thursday, August 28th, from noon to 2, lunch included. You can get your tickets at aafpensacola.com/AI panel. And they're $15 for members of our organization, or $25 for non-members. But, you know, if you think about it, that's a $15 panel. And
you can hardly go to a fast food restaurant anymore for $25.
So. Exactly. Even fast food.
Yeah, so this will be good. And where's the location again?
Long Hollow Creatives. So it's right at the corner of Cervantes and Palafox, basically.
Okay.
So just down the hill.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then give the website again where I could get tickets.
aafpensacola.com/AI panel.
Okay. And also, right before the break, we were talking about how you can check for, what'd you call it, fake news?
Deep fakes.
Okay. Yes. How do I check if I see something I think, that doesn't sound right? How do I find out if it's true or not?
TheDetector.ai.
V as in Victor?
TheDetector.ai. You can upload an image or just copy in the link, and it'll give you a percentage ranking on how fake it is.
Okay.
That's right.
Well, you guys have been great. How can folks get in touch with you individually?
Go ahead.
So for me, you can reach out at www.jennyarnoldai.com, and that's J-E-N-N-I Arnold A-I.com.
Okay. And what about you, sir?
Cameron Pierce. The business website is just crosstiercreative.com. So again, crosstier, T-I-E-R, creative.com.
Excellent. Okay, this has been so interesting. I swear I could have had y'all on all morning long. And you had mentioned about the deep. Anything we didn't mention this morning you just wanted to talk about just a little bit? We got about a minute left.
Oh my gosh.
No AI was referenced in the making of this 30 minute.
That's right. All humans.
Talking.
Yes.
Human beings.
Conversing.
Real humans. Having real conversation.
That's true.
We can pinch each other.
Yes. And if you listen to this show long enough, you'll hear me try to play a song and out comes some kind of weird sound. So there's still the option of human error on this end of the board here. We keep it real here on Pep Talk. Thank you both. Jenny Arnold, Cameron Pierce. The seminar's coming up. August 28th, 12 to 2. Go to their website and you can find out all about how you can attend. Thanks so much for being here, guys. This
Thank
is great.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.